from Washington, this is VOA News. And I'm Joe Palca reporting issues at the airport in China. As the G20 summit gets underway in China, issues at the airport in Hangzhou during President Obama's arrival and a series of other disputes continued to provide distractions. Just after Mr. Obama got off the plane, a Chinese official reportedly screamed at White House press photographers as they tried to get into position to take pictures of the president. Now, the president spoke today about the concerns.
It is true that not for the first time when we come here, there ends up being issues around security and press access. And part of the reason is because we insist on a certain approach to our press pool, for example, that other countries may not insist on. You know, we think it's important that the press have access to the work that we're doing.
The two-day G20 meeting began on a diplomatic high note, however, following a joint announcement by President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping that their governments had submitted documents committing them to carrying out the Paris Climate Agreement. The U.S. and Russia are working to finalize a ceasefire deal for Syria that would allow more humanitarian aid into the war-ravaged country. As world leaders meet at the summit, the two countries appeared to be closing in on a possible deal, but obstacles remain. There are hopes that President Obama and Russia's Vladimir Putin will have a chance to talk informally on the sidelines of the G20 meetings, but so far nothing has been arranged. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov on Sunday.
An awful lot of technical things have been worked out. A lot of things are clear, but there still remain, as I say, a couple of tough issues. We've got to figure out how to make certain both of us can be comfortable with a resolution to those issues. So that's what we're working on.
This is VOA News. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader, Mir Qasim Ali, who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war in which Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan. Ali was convicted on 8 charges that included the abduction and killing of a young man in a torture cell, which the Bangladesh government says resulted in the deaths of 3 million people. Ali was hanged at a jail near the capital of Dhaka after a final meeting with family members. A new United Nations report warns restrictions on freedom of expression threaten Somalia's political transition to democracy after decades of conflict and violence. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva on the launch of the report, produced jointly by the UN Assistance Mission in Somalia and the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
The 48-page report documents widespread violations in Somalia against journalists, human rights defenders, and political leaders. Cecile Puy is spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
There is a new trend that seems to appear in a couple of states in Somalia, which is that journalists are being harassed in the street and physically and verbally abused by unidentified men. So we really fear that this is a danger for journalists, for freedom of expression, and for democracy at large.
The report notes 30 journalists and 18 parliamentarians have been killed in Somalia. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The report says al-Shabaab rebels prohibit all journalists from operating in areas under its control and target media workers across the country, but federal and state security forces pose the greatest threat to media workers and political activists. Pope Francis has declared Mother Teresa a saint in highlight of his Holy Year of Mercy during a canonization ceremony today in front of tens of thousands of people. Pilgrims from around the world are in Rome for the canonization. This man is from Mother Teresa's native Albania.
We are here to pray for Nana Teresa, and because she's from our country, and for our souls, for our families, yeah, for love, for freedom, for all people in the world.
When she died on September the 5th of 1997, at the age of 87, her only possessions were her Bible, her prayer beads, and her sari. She was put on a fast track to becoming a saint by Pope John Paul II, who also was canonized, becoming a saint 2 years ago. And Fred Hellerman, a founding member of the influential folk music quartet The Reavers, has died. He was 89 years of age. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.